Good morning, Ken, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a couple of things. If there's anywhere, let's get the general Chinese food thing out of the way. Is there anywhere on the planet that remains impervious to the allure of Chinese cooking still?
Not that I've found.
Because in the States, I always found it hard to... The curry houses, which of course here is
right.
Every other... In the States, and they're pretty few and far between, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they don't have curry, but they have Chinese food.
Certainly do.
Yeah. I think you find Chinese food in the most obscure places, like Bora Bora. I was there, and it was the most god-awful Chinese food. I wanted to do a runner, actually. It was so bad.
That's a confession. Really? But the general standard here can't be much said.
Oh, no.
Here, can it?
Listen, I think the standards here have increased so much. I remember coming here more than 30 years ago,
yeah.
And especially here in London, it was like, what is this? This is Chinese food?
Yeah.
I don't recognize it.
Because
it's fantastic.
That is the thing. I mean, you get the actual regions put up outside restaurants now, whereas that all embracing, we know what an umbrella and a blancmange, if that's not too mixing the metaphors, of a phrase that is Chinese food. Because even in China, of course, there wouldn't be one food for the entire nation.
Right.
So what, in your opinion, is Chinese food? Is there a region which typifies it? Or
well, I think you can't say that, because in Chinese food, you know, you have the north and you have the southern, which is Cantonese, and some of the Cantonese food in London is just so fantastic. I mean, I come here to eat Chinese food, and you go to the continent, I mean, like Paris or Berlin, the Chinese food is ghastly.
I mean,
I save up, you know, and every time I'm in London, people say, oh, you know, Gordon's new restaurant. I said, no, I want Chinese food.
Really? Yeah. Why is that, though? Why have we got a handle
well,
on it?
I think because you have a lot of Chinese immigrants and also a lot of people who are just sophisticated about Chinese food.
Because I remember mum and dad years ago would only go to Limehouse. It's the only place they would go to. They would pass loads just to get to, in East London there. There seems to have become kind of run down there. And I'm always suspicious of in Chinatown, in Soho. I always think, I don't know, this would either this is for suckers, I don't know. I mean, leaving aside your friends,
yes.
what would you say are the premier... What would you say then are the premier Chinese restaurants in London?
Yes, I think Raw China is fantastic.
Where's that?
That is on Bayswater.
Okay.
And Queensgate.
Uh-huh.
And that is pretty, I think, fantastic. I mean, there's always queues outside. It's really worth waiting for.
It must frighten the life out of them when you walk in, though.
No, the thing is, no. When I walk in, they greet me, you know, with a red carpet.
I
saw Ruby Wax being sort of, she wasn't ejected, but she had to wait in a queue, and she just huffed out. She said, why should I have to wait?
And I was going to say, you walk in the show, and
she must
absolutely frighten the life out of them. I mean, I think yours takes a little, not in the restaurants you're talking about, a little longer to prepare than most people's.
Well, Raw China has some of the best, I mean, just really, really good. You know, Jackie Chan goes there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yes,
you see, I
can't argue with that.
And, is it funny the way that rank and file British people order Chinese food? Because I should imagine, and I've seen sketches parodying this, that the way you build it and what we have with, you know, I have everything sweet and sour. I mean,
yes,
when I order, and they've got over giggling now.
Well,
I think
when you walk in, you know, they say sweet and sour.
That's all it is.
Glowing.
And that's all, and it does, and they say that's for sweetness. And I swear,
you order it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I said I had the chicken balls, and it's a good one, actually, a very, very good one in Blackheath. And I do know the difference between the slop and the thing that's in a gravy, in oxos, and this. But, however, I cannot stray too far away from having sweet and sour with sweet and sour and sweet and sour, which is our old ravioli menu. And they don't laugh anymore. So
it's comfort food.
That's what the fellow wants.
Give them what they want.
This is a tough one. This is, again, a tough question, I should imagine. But
you have to come up with me.
What would be the... If you had to have four dishes on the table, what should they be?
Well, I would definitely have Peking duck.
Yeah, okay, I do have that.
So wonderful. You know, crispy skin. Not the crispy duck, but the Peking duck with the skin all crispy.
Yeah.
Moist meat.
Interesting distinction there, by the way. Not the crispy duck, but the Peking duck with the crispy skin. Interesting distinction. Okay.
It's a matter of semantics there.
It is. So there's that on the table.
Yes.
I've got that. Okay.
I would have pea tendrils, which are this type of vegetable which comes from the pea plant. You know, they're very delicate. They're out of this world. Stir-fried with garlic.
Okay.
I would have a steamed fish, simply because that's the best thing. And I would try to get... salt and pepper prawns. because they're out of this
I've
world.
I've never seen those salt and pepper. They come with all me. Of a sudden, I'm going. Mm.
Come with me and I'll take you. I'll make sure.
Salt and
you're salivating.
That's good. Well, you can't get good prawns in most of the China. They're shrimps. They're teeny, you know.
Right.
When you do go to the States, at least a prawn is a prawn. You've got
well,
something
you can get that here, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah. I suppose
so. Yeah, slant your eyes a little bit.
Well, what we're going to do, you're here, of course, you've got a book out, and that's fine. We're going to hit that harder when we come back from news and travel. I want to tell you this before I forget it. We're talking about the most extraordinary things, and I've been saving this up all morning, and I swear this was in, there used to be a place called the Treasure of China, a very good one in Greenwich. You know, up to a point, it's gone now, and it's been replaced by a fast noodle place, which, you know, thus goes the world, my friend. Anyway, we were sitting in there, and I've never quite, some of the rites and rituals of a Chinese restaurant, cliche, if you will, I've never quite got the round thing in the middle that moves around.
Yes.
I don't know whether there's
a lazy Susan
in the middle. In the Treasure of China, at about 5 past midnight, a table over here, a large table of fellas, and there were women at it as well. They had it. I'll come clean. It was our table. And it became, could you get on the Lazy Susan and start running on the spot, on the table, and going, you know, and keeping it moving under you? And a friend of mine called John Hannon, yes, it's another John Hannon story. Now, the staff, of course, very, very amusing, yes. Mr. Bennett, here's the bill for the table, by the way. He ran on the spot on a Lazy Susan. We said, is it all right? And they said, no, not really. No, please, come on, we'll pay you any damn. And he ran on the spot on a Lazy Susan. And that is the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. Nothing to do with reflecting the food or the culture. But man, was that something to see. It can be done.